Ladies and gentlemen, gods and goddesses, Butcher Brown is a band, or should I say a unit, where everybody is not just an artist, but they're a producer. They touch all kinds of instruments, and we are lucky to have them perform here on June 29th at BAMS Fest in Boston, Massachusetts, Franklin Park, Playstead Field. So please, without further ado, let's give the mic to one of the anchors, one of the five that holds down the band, Corey Fonfield.
What's up, bro? How you feeling, man? Thanks for the intro.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure. I appreciate you taking the time to talk about what you do, who you are, and what the crowd should look forward to for when you perform live here.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to the show. Boston is always fun, man. It's a great city. Y'all love music, so I'm excited for us to be able to go in there and play this music. And, you know, there's a bunch of great artists on the lineup, it looks like, too. Quite stacked.
Yeah, very stacked. With that being said, how did the band come to be? Y'all been here since 2013.
Yeah. Now, we've been around for a while. You know, really, if you want to go really go further back, you know, it really started to shape in 2011.
Mm.
We weren't really, like, playing shows like that yet. But, you know, we kind of started out, I'd say, the city of Richmond. You know, it's a small city, but the university there is Virginia Commonwealth University, also known as VCU. I didn't go to VCU, but I have ties to it because of a program that I was part of in high school that they offered. That was like a jazz thing. And that's how I met DJ Harrison. I met him in 2006. I was a sophomore in high school, and he was a senior in high school. And, you know, we just became acquainted at that time. And then fast forward, like, I started getting familiar with some of his music that he was just putting on MySpace and, like, beats and stuff that was super dope. And I don't know, eventually it just, you know, one thing leads to another. We started just making music a lot.
That actually stems into my next question. When did that transition occur?
I'd say it started to transition into that probably around 2013. I guess when we really kind of started making it official, 2013, 2014. You know, I think what happened, what the turning point was Nicholas Payton, great multi-instrumentalist, mostly known for being a trumpet player. We caught his interest. Nicholas had been sort of like had been a mentor for me for a while, like, you know, calling me for gigs when I was super young. And Nick, you know, he just was checking us out, and he was like, yo, I want y'all to do my record. So we ended up recording on his record called Numbers in 2013. He came up, he flew up from New Orleans to Richmond, and we just jammed and recorded a bunch of joints in the studio.
And that led to, like, nearly a decade plus of y'all doing work all around the nation, and let alone the world. Y'all did work with Tyler, the Creator.
Tyler is a legend, man, and I've always been a fan of Tyler since he came out in 2011 and Odd Future Movement. But we caught his attention. Like, he knows about it. I think he, like, what happened was Tyler shared, he'll make these, like, weird cryptic posts on Instagram where he'll take a photo of himself, like a selfie, and then he'll put in the caption the number of a song and then the title of it. And he happened to name, he put the title of one of our songs, the track number, and then put the title of the song as a caption in a photo on IG. And we were just like, what the hell is this? Excuse me. And I was so confused by that. And I remember seeing it being like, wait a minute, that can't be. I mean, there's only one song that is called Gum in My Mouth, and it's from King Butch. And I was like, this is really strange. Okay, cool. I guess Tyler knows what's up. And then everybody just started texting us and sending us screenshots of it. And then it honestly ran the numbers up on that song.
Mm.
So, but yeah, no, Tyler, we haven't worked with Tyler yet. I mean, he's a fan of us. Him and DJ Harrison, they talk a little bit sometimes. And I think him and DJ, actually in Tennessee, they went. A couple years ago, Tyler had a show at the Crypto Arena in L.A. And he invited DJ and Penny to pull up. So they got to hang out backstage with him for a minute. But no music has been created yet. Just want to put that out there. But hopefully one day.
Hopefully.
Speaking it into existence.
Hey, yo. Before we continue with Corey Fonfield, the drummer of Butcher Brown, we're going to play a track for you off their album Solar Music. This song is called Run It Up with Pink Seafood. So please enjoy and stay tuned here at WERS ERS Plus 88.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Look, damn, she fine. Oh my God, while I was just walking around, saw the finest walking around. Started breaking, let it done crazy. Nails done, braids look amazing. Shmear it, I mirror, it's me. Tell the DJ, let it hit shit down. Lay airplane, put your brand made out. Back in my bed like my twin. We argue like nothing again. She got like a nigga for the friends. Never mind, can't please her mind. If you let them tell it, change it, die. Word of mouth gon' spread like everything else. I'm nigga for nothing.
Back with Butcher Brown snare slapper Corey Fawnville, for we are live from WERS ERS Plus 88.9 FM. Speaking on music, is there anything currently that you and the band are working on?
Yeah, we're working on a new record right now.
Oh, word?
We're working on the music. We just finished up. We did like about two weeks total of studio time just during the spring, so in April and in May. So we basically are just now kind of entering the post-production phase. We're working on some features. We're waiting to get some features on the record. So, we're moving, man. We're, like, ready on to the next joint. You know, we want to just keep that flow going, man, whenever the inspiration hits. You know, I don't like sitting for too long, especially in this age, man. Like, it's so easy to record.
And yeah.
We love the studio, you know what I mean? We're studio rats. So, like, yeah, man, we already getting to it.
I just want to pinpoint on what you said. I love the fact that you're focusing on the records. The audience wants to hear records. So the fact that you pointed that out, I highly support that. What's the name of the record?
We don't have a name for it yet, man. Like, it's so early. Like, it's in the stage right now where, like, all the instrumentals are done. But I will say, I'm really big into, like, a lot of dance music, like house music, like, I've always been into that element, and so, you know, we're kind of introducing a bit more of that, I'd say, into this space. You know, just a lot of, like, kind of drum-heavy stuff, like real, like, intricate rhythms that are happening, drum and bass vibes, but, you know, it's all going to have that element of, like, still, like, you know, jazz is like the grandfather, so, like, it'll always be there, you know. So, yeah, man, I mean, and also, like, we have that record, and then we're also just got plans of doing, like, want to do like a jazz album, like, and have like a bunch of like legendary jazz musicians be featured on the record. You know what I mean? So it's just constant for us, man. We want to write music and produce music for singer songwriters and different artists as well. You know, just doing more music for everybody as well, like outside of just Butcher, because I think, you know, we really enjoy that process, kind of like the whole Motown Muscle Shoals approach.
Yeah, we're gonna take another quick break, so don't go anywhere. But to ensure so, Here's another track off Solar Music by Butcher Brown. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what you're doing? I'm your host, Bishop Toussaint, for We Are Live from WERS, ERS Plus 88.9 FM. I always loved y'all process of just being in the room, which made me love when MCs used to carry that same energy or that same type of technique.
No, I appreciate it, man. I mean, you know, music is, to me, a way of life. It's how people walk. It's how we talk. It's, you know, all these things. And, you know, you want to be able to connect on that level to, you know, with music, man, like for drums, you know, I think we're like a pulse. So it's like that constant pulse, and between the bass and drums, like we got to be able to feel everything that's happening.
Yeah, I saw that throughout the NPR Tiny Desk concert. How was that, doing the NPR Tiny Desk?
Oh, yeah, man, so it was a lot of fun, man, to be in the studio. I had a great time. Shout out to Nikki Birch at NPR Music. She's incredible, man. She's always looking out for us. She had us, we did the Tiny Desk at Home during COVID. Well, we shot it on the rooftop in Richmond, which was fun.
For real?
Yeah, we did one at Tiny Desk at Home, man. So that's out there on YouTube as well. Yeah, going into the office is a whole different vibe. You know, it's like we in D.C. and, you know, you got to play a little softer because you can't really hear each other as loud because it's meant to be more organic, right? So we had a good time, though. Like, it was great. Kind of a surreal moment, I'd say, just because there's so many concerts I've watched on YouTube of different people playing on that in that space. And so having the opportunity to go in there and just do our thing, and, you know, it was just fun. Like, we don't overthink it at all. Like, we just went in there and played.
I found myself playing it back because your groove in that. I like that. Like, you're grooving that. The way you was snapping the snare. Like, I was looking at it, I'm like, yeah, that's sauce.
Thank you, bro. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I'm inspired by a lot of, like, music production, man. A lot of hip-hop. I love rap music. I'm inspired by, like, just the way producers think about drums and rhythm. You know what I'm saying? I'm inspired by DJs and just how they're processing and how they hear music, too. Like, not just drummers. You know what I'm saying? And which, that kind of goes without saying. Like, you know, of course, I had to listen to other drummers to be inspired and want to play drums. But there is another, it's interesting when you're able to, like, hang around and just kind of tap into some, like, the other scene and check out how, like, a DJ would approach drums. Because the way they hear breaks is so different. They wouldn't think about putting drops there. When you work with rappers, they're hearing it a certain way. I mean, so, like, for me, having the opportunity to, like, play a lot of rap music, you know, it forced, you know, eventually over time. And I just love it. Like, I genuinely love that kind of music. So, like, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, it translates to the listener, you know what I mean? And so, for me, that's just me, just, like, you know, just my obsession with music and just listening to a ton of records. I mean, it just comes out, you know, when I play.
We're taking one more quick intermission. So, to thank y'all for rocking with us, we're playing one more track from Butcher Brown's album, Solar Music. Please enjoy and vibe out to Move, featuring Jay Prince. We'll be right back. Just like that, we back here with Corey Fonville at WERS, ERS Plus 88.9 FM. Who are some of your inspirations that you continue to learn from or be inspired by to try new things?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to go, like, to really dive in, like, I can start. I start on, like, one side. Like, in my earlier days, like, early youth, like, learning drums and having teachers, you know, of course, like, you hear about Dennis Chambers, like, you know, who played with P-Funk and did a lot of incredible work with John Scofield and did, like, all this music, played with Santana. That was one side. And then also, like, Will Kennedy from the Yellow Jackets. Like, that was, like, in that world. And then I got into, like, stuff that really took over me, which was, like, Elvin Jones, you know, hearing him with Coltrane and on, like, playing with Wayne Shorter. That was, like, the jazz thing. What really started messing my head up was when I discovered Chris Days, you know, and hearing Kareem Riggins, like, guys that were drummers, but also, like, they took that production lane and also applied it to the drum set. And then, like, going from that to, like, the hip-hop OG, like, Pete Rock and Dilla, DJ Spinner, Premier, and then Timbaland, I mean, I go back to the crib, like, the Neptunes, like, really, like, Pharrell, Chad and Pharrell, man, like, what those guys were doing with drums in the 2000s, man, they were running it.
With that being said, we thank you for capitalizing on and with that passion into making your dreams come true and making your audience crave more of what you make. You feel me? And I mean that genuinely, because I want to hear this upcoming project. I can't wait to hear it. But for now, I will currently listen to Solar Music, which is streaming on all platforms. Yo, whoever's listening to this, and I know all of Boston's listening to this, because we love New Edition. We love the Bobby Brown. We love the James Brown. We love the young James Brown. We love all of that. So if you love all of that, you're going to rock with Butcher Brown. Why? Because we getting down like Bobby Brown when they get here in town in Boston, Massachusetts, for Bands Fest happening June 29th and June 30th. Franklin Park, Playstead Field. So pull up, pull through, bring the kids, bring your family, bring your siblings, bring your annoying cousins, bring your whole family tree, bro. It's gonna go down this year, summer 2024. Butcher Brown, Corey Fawnfield, the drummer, one-fifth of the unit, one-fifth of the creation that we will experience next week. Thank you, Corey. We can't wait to see you. We can't wait to have you, yo.
Much love, bro. Thank you, man. And what he said, people of Boston, pull up.
You heard him. Pull up, man. Pull up, man. Yo, you have a good day, bro. You have a good rest of your week. We can't wait to see you next week, man. And with that being said, bro, much love, Godspeed, and God body, for real.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Well, there you have it, Boston. Corey Fawnfield from Butcher Brown. Yo, you better slide through Bands Fest June 29th, June 30th, because it's going down. This is Bishop Toussaint, real name Brian Edward, and you are listening to ERS Plus 88.9 FM.